This is a podcast from Rover.
The Morning Rumble Catch-Up Podcast.
Johnny Toogood, welcome back.
Hey.
Thanks for sticking around, John. Lots to talk about. You come together shows at Ziggy Stardust this Thursday, Friday. She Had have just announced a tour in September, October. One of those gigs is Friday, 30th of September, which is part of the Rock 2000. It's the last day, John. And you and me.
Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama.
You're John Toogood. I'm Ron Nogood. We could get together and make magic.
Man. You're in a position of power here, John Toogood.
Okay.
Use it wisely.
I was trying to get through life without hearing that song, and now you've just broken the spell.
Why do we do this to John, eh?
Yeah, he comes
we drag
in,
him in here.
Makes his time available.
Yeah, like he's good enough to come in studio. Like he could easily just go, look, I'll do it on the phone. And then we shove Wagon Wheel into his ears.
You've heard Wagon Wheel before.
No.
I'd believe him, but he hasn't.
I actually haven't.
Yeah. Don't call John Toogood a liar.
What is that?
Anyway.
Let's now know by having this conversation that Wagon Wheel will not be in your picks that you submit, John Toogood, in your 20 picks.
Yeah.
We have a couple of yours, a couple of hooks. One of them, me and you, are the same this year. Is one that I've got as well, Rage Against the Machine. Bulls on Parade. Now, you've shared a stage.
Yep.
2008, I was there. It was one of the great days of my life, the big day out at Mount Smart Stadium. Mm-hmm. I remember in your set, it was the middle of the afternoon, I was lucky enough to be side stage, and something had to stop your guy's show. And I remember you having to come off for like maybe a minute or 2 minutes, and the look in your eye, I've never seen anything like it. You were possessed. Your eyes were sort of doing this shaking thing, and you were just walking around, and it was just, I've never seen fizz levels like it, because the crowd was enormous. Mm. You were playing to this crowd that were expecting Rage Against the Machine to come on later, and they were in the palm of your hand. What do you remember of that day in 2008 with Rage?
That's just basically one of those great days. I remember toweling off, got all the sweat off, and then just got invited up into the lighting tower right in front of Rage, and just watched the sea of people bounce to like all their to the whole show, and just went, I'm in heaven, basically, you know? It's just like the best day. Yeah,
and
it's great.
Bulls on Parade, in particular that song, or just you could pick any number?
I mean, pretty much the whole set just rocked. But Bulls on Parade, for me, I remember seeing them shoot the video for it at the Melbourne Big Day Out. Then it was before Evil Empire came out.
Right.
And I just never seen some band play a brand new song to a crowd of 40,000 people and have everybody get it from the word go.
Yeah.
Wow. And I just went, oh, this band's like the new Led Zeppelin, you know?
Yeah.
No, it's amazing.
Did you get a chance to meet them?
They're totally cool. Tom Morello's early choice.
He looks cool as.
Really nice guy. He was a bit older than the rest of the dudes. He would check out every other band.
And wow.
He was a music fan, you know? Yeah, yeah.
You had 26 She Had songs in last year in the countdown, including, I've got one, I'll pick one this year. I think I picked it last year, actually.
Oh, wow.
Ignite.
My dad loved this song.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, man, it's a cool song.
I never listened to our music, hey? It's like...
Really?
Nah. I listen to the latest record we make.
Yeah.
And then
I thrash it
till
I can't listen to it anymore.
That's a great song from that album Ignite of yours, Rich. And even now that I was listening to Hard to Please.
Oh, yeah, right.
From Beautiful Machine.
Yeah, Beautiful Machine. Yeah,
like the backing harmonies and all that are rippers. But that is not the one I've picked.
No.
Yeah, the one I've picked from Shoot. From Killjoy.
Yeah,
I could take my pick from Killjoy, but I've gone for What You Burn.
Cool, bro.
Memories of Ignite and For What You Burn, me and Roger Spitz. And I mean, Mal's gone home again, I believe.
I have.
Just three rippers.
But I have had Dev's Night Out,
awesome.
Which I love. Dev's
I love
Night
that
Out. It's such a great song.
Yeah, I love
it. I have picked that before.
Yeah, that's really, that was Phil's weirdness opened the door for that song. Because he actually came up with that whole keyboard loop that starts it. And then I just went, oh, I can hear a song over that. And just wrote a song. And it's like, I would never have come up with that. So sometimes weirdness is cool.
I remember one of the great bits you told me in an interview and it regards one of Mel's picks, obviously Home Again, but when you guys were doing the Fish album, you said that when you listen to the Fish album, you can just, you can smell the weed through the speakers.
We literally, that was the, we put it in the album budget. We had a bowl, like a fruit bowl full of it.
Yeah, right.
Right at the front of the thing, and it was gone halfway through, and it's like we had to fill it up again, and it was like, I can hear it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's all too good.
Yeah,
rock me like a wagon wheel. Yeah. Have yourself a great Monday, mate. Cool, thanks for coming in. And that's just fantastic news with the tour. And all the best. We'll see you September 30.
Yeah, absolutely. Man. We're looking forward to it.
That was the Morning Rumble Catch-Up Podcast. Catch them weekday mornings from 6.